Holy Spirit, touch my lips, open our hearts, and transform our lives. Amen. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Those were the words that jumped out at me when I was meditating on today's passage from the Gospel of John. And these words are particularly poignant at this moment in our world facing this frightening pandemic. I can relate to Martha and Mary who say these words to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." I wonder and ask, God, where are you? I also feel like the prophet Ezekiel, who God took him out and set him in the middle of a valley full of very dry bones. I invite you to your home, where you are now, close your eyes and imagine yourself in that scene. You're there in a valley full of bones, bones everywhere, very dry bones. We've all seen images of overflowing intensive care units, rows and rows of coffins and empty churches, of beleaguered healthcare workers, of children not being able to visit parents. Indeed, we are walking in a valley of very dry bones. And in the middle of that valley, God asks Ezekiel, "Can these bones live?" Ponder this question in your heart. I ask myself, can these bones live? The people's response was, "Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are completely cut off." I can certainly identify with them. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. The people Ezekiel was addressing were living in the midst of the exile in Babylon. Everything had been lost for them. Their country had been invaded, their villages destroyed, their leaders killed or exiled, the temple had been completely destroyed and burned down. All hope was lost. Similar to God's question, Ezekiel, Jesus approaches his friend's Lazarus' tomb and he asks a similar question, "Take away the stone." The people there around Jesus respond, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." 4 days symbolizes complete and utterly death. There is no hope. Similar to the very dry bones that Ezekiel talked in the valley he saw. And again, we ask ourselves, in the midst of all of this, where is God? This is one of the most troublesome and enduring questions all people have faced from the beginning of time. Why is there evil? If there is a God, why does God intervene? And there are no facile answers to this question of the mystery of evil and of the goodness of God. In Christianity, the answer to this quandary comes not from some profound rationale, from some big words, no famous discourse, clever doctrine that explains and gives us a reason why there is evil and pain in the world. However, our Christian story is arranged around the experience that what we know of God comes through the person of Jesus. Remember in the Gospel of John, Philip asked Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." And Jesus said to Philip, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still did not know me? whoever has seen me has seen the Father. So the question of where is God in the midst of pain, in the midst of this valley of dry bones, in front of the tomb of Lazarus, Martha and Mary weeping? The response is, God is there. God is there in Jesus, who weeps at the death of his friend Lazarus. God is there hanging on the cross and crying, my God, why have you forsaken me? God is there, dying, being laid to rest in a tomb. I found in this understanding that God is telling me, Berto, I'm not going to give you an explanation, but better than me explaining why is suffering and where is God, I will hold your hand and I will walk beside you. I will stand for you. I will experience all that you are experiencing. God is there in the midst of suffering and pain. The God that is shown in Jesus is one who says, I have no great words, but I am here beside you. I have experienced pain and my presence will be with you all along, even when you do not feel it. There's a profound and disturbing story in the Jewish tradition written by Elie Wiesel. He was a survivor of the Holocaust, a Jew, interned in one of the concentration camps of the Nazis. And in his book, Night, there is a very unsettling story about a young boy being hanged to death in this concentration camp. And as the prisoners are forced to witness this atrocity, the incredible evil scene, Wiesel writes, behind me, I heard a man asking, for and Wiesel writes, and from within me, I heard a voice answer, where is he? This is where, hanging here from this gallows. Sisters and brothers, I know some of us, probably most of us, are experiencing anxiety, fear, and stress, wondering, can these dry bones live? Can this dead man for 4 days rise? Jesus said to Martha and Mary, did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? If you believed. And believe here is not to mean to agree with some set of doctrines or dogmas. Believe means to consider something to be true, therefore worthy of one's trust. It means to entrust ourselves to God in complete and utter confidence. In Ezekiel, we read, I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. That is my prayer for myself and for all of us. May God give us God's spirit, that we may trust in the midst of a very, very difficult time, that the bones that are utterly dry, that the man who's been in that tomb for 4 days, that there is still hope. Where is God? Listen and see. God is there in the elderly dying from this virus, in the exhausted nurse trying to meet a tsunami of demands to provide with so little resources. God is there in your grocery staff providing for your need at the risk of their own lives. God is here in those suffering and in all those who are trying to make a difference in our world, helping make our world a better place. God is there suffering and dying with us, and at the same time asking us to trust. That which seems hopeless is not. That which seems utterly dead is not. From those dry bones will spring forth life. From this tomb will spring forth life. I have chosen to continue celebrating the Eucharist and communion, even if we can't all receive it. But I believe that celebrating Holy Eucharist, celebrating communion, is important. Because in communion, what we are saying is, God is here with us. As we eat the bread and drink from the wine, even symbolically, when we pray the spiritual communion, what we're saying and what we're enacting with our gesture is, yes, God is with me. God is accompanying me. God is holding God's hands for me and telling me, I am here. Trust. In the midst of this valley of dry bones, in the midst of this tomb sealed for 4 days, there is still hope. Let us pray. Most holy and gracious God, we come to you with humility. We present our lives, our fears, our anxiety, and our stress to you. We wonder, where are you? And you invite us to trust. We, like Mary and Martha and Ezekiel, are invited to trust and to hope in the midst of this valley of dry bones, with the assurance that with your grace, with the solidarity of so many people around this world, we will overcome and receive life, consolation, and strength. Amen.
Amen.